The Worst Thing About My Sister. Written and read by Jacqueline Wilson.
The worst thing about my sister is she's such a girl. Well, I'm a girl too, but I'm not a dinky, pinky, silly, frilly, girly girl. Think cupcakes and cuddly teddies and charm bracelets. That's Melissa. She leaves a little pink trail around the house, sparkly slides and ribbons and notebooks. You breathe in her revolting scent long after she's gone off to hang out at her friends' houses. She's not allowed to wear real perfume yet, but she's got this rose hand cream that smells really strongly. She doesn't just rub it on her hands, she smooths it in all over, so she's always slightly slippery. Her lips shine too, because she's forever smearing on lip gloss. She's not really supposed to wear makeup yet either, only for play. But she's got a big plastic bag patterned with pink kittens, and it's crammed full of eyeshadows and mascara and blusher. It used to be just Mum's old stuff, but now Melissa spends half her pocket money in Superdrug. When Melissa was in the loo, I crept into her ultra pink and fluffy bedroom to borrow a pen, as mine had all run out. I couldn't find her school bag. It must have been downstairs by the computer. So in desperation, I looked in her plastic makeup bag. I found a brand new eye pencil with a perfect point and its own cool little sharpener. I went back to my Marty den, sat on my top bunk, and started drawing an amazing new adventure of Mighty Mart. I didn't mean to use a lot of the pencil. I was just going to do a quick sketch. But then I had this great idea of giving Mighty Mart giant springs in her feet so she could jump, boing, over rooftops and lampposts and trees. Drawing all these astonishing feats took up 3 whole pages in my sketchbook, and most of Melissa's eye pencil. Then Melissa poked her nose into my Marty den, rabbiting on about some missing hairbrush. I'd experimented, gluing it onto the back of a little mangled teddy, turning him into a pretty cool porcupine called Percy. She failed to spot him snuffling for ants under my bunk beds, but she did see the stub of her eye pencil in my hot little hand. "You horrible thieving pig," she gasped. "That pencil was brand new, and there's hardly any left now." "Well, it's not very good value then, is it?" I said a little unwisely.